Blackstone Audio presents Every Mother is a Daughter by Perry Klass and Sheila Solomon Klass. To the next generation, Perry's children and Sheila's grandchildren, in order of appearance, Benjamin Orlando Klass, Josephine Charlotte Paulina Wolfe, Anatole Elvis Klass, Gabriel Julian Klass, Madeline Lita Klass. Introduction. Perry. I fantasize sometimes about making my mother enjoy things. Perhaps making is the wrong word. I long to introduce my mother to some of the small special pleasures and indulgences of life. I imagine opening up her life in lovely little ways and encouraging her to accept certain pleasures. It's probably slightly patronizing on my part, but sometimes I fantasize about her face lighting up in surprised delight. How good this tastes! How soft this feels! It's not that my mother doesn't have her pleasures. Reliable and reliably enjoyed. But they don't tend to be built in any way around self-indulgence or, God forbid, luxury. So yes, I know I can take her to sit in cheap seats and watch a good play, or give her a paperback copy of an interesting novel she hasn't heard about, or treat her to one of the fabulous $2 grilled meat sandwiches at the Vietnamese banh mi shop near where I work, and I know she'll respond with delight and satisfaction. What a wonderful production! What a good book! What a great $2 lunch! I fantasize, though, about getting her to loosen up and enjoy a little frivolous luxury. I don't live a life full of truffles, champagne, and limos myself, but I'm not above enjoying something because it's luxe, especially when someone else is paying. I was traveling on business once, and someone was putting me up at a fancy Manhattan hotel. I arranged for a room with two beds and invited my mother to come spend the night. We'll order room service, I thought. We'll raid the minibar. I'll tell her it's all covered, even if it isn't. Let her taste the slightly illicit joys of expense account travel. In any event, we ate a huge dinner in a restaurant with plenty of wine and got back to the room in no need of room service dessert or minibar miniatures. But we spent a comfortable night on spiffy sheets that neither of us would have to wash, and I planned to overwhelm her with a luxury breakfast. In the morning as we were getting up, I noticed that hanging on the bathroom door were two matching white terry cloth hotel bathrobes, plush and soft and carefully labeled with the little tickets that say, "This robe is here for your comfort during your stay. If you would like to purchase a robe, $100 will be added to your bill." "Hey, Mom," I said as she went into the bathroom to take a shower, "put on a bathrobe and let's lounge around. These bathrobes cost $100 a pop. Let's live it up." She looked dubiously at the bathrobe and at the tag, as if this whole idea of putting robes in people's hotel rooms was rather frivolous and ill-advised, and probably a silly experiment that would never be repeated. However, she took a shower, actually put on the plush robe. Then she sat down in one of the hotel chairs, but only for a moment. I went into the bathroom to take my own shower, planning to come out in the matching robe. By the time I did, she was fully dressed for the day, including her shoes. Later that day, I teased her about the bathrobe. It was too expensive. She couldn't wear it. Did she know some people routinely spent much more than $100 on a bathrobe? She shook her head. It wasn't that. "I've never done that in my whole life," she said. "Put on a bathrobe and lounge around. When I get up, I have to get dressed. I think it comes from my own mother, this feeling that once you were awake, you shouldn't waste time. You should immediately get to all the chores you hate most. My mother had all kinds of disparaging terms for women who wore slippers. I grew up thinking that when you get up, the first thing you do is wash and brush your teeth, and then you get dressed." I treasure my mother for all the things she most enjoys, all of which I think have been reliably passed on to me. We agree, I think, on the important small pleasures. I would rather discover a wonderful new novelist than just about anything. I revel in the joys of cheap ethnic lunches. And, of course, I love bargains, from clothing bought on sale to used and remaindered books.